Good afternoon, fans and listeners and people who have found Maple Leaf Man on the internet. Today's podcast is going to be about physical things, as in people with certain disabilities and my own instances of breaking a leg and getting my appendix out, tonsils, stuff like that. Anyway, the 50s and 60s were a time of polio, and there were some people who had effects of polio still. There was a very nice guy who played steel guitar, and he held the, I don't know what it's called, it's a steel thing that goes up and down on the strings, and he moved that with his left hand, arm somehow, I'm not exactly sure, I think he rested it on top and then moved it up and down the strings, and then he played, of course, the individual strings with his right hand, and the rest of the time his arm hung limp at his side. Now, I'm not sure if that was polio or if it was a war injury. There were other people who had leg braces, and you'd see them all over the place, but polio was fairly big at that time. There was also a man who had spent time in a sanitarium, I guess, sanatorium? Anyway, he had tuberculosis, and I remember his son, who was in my class, brought in a beautifully worked saddle that his father had made in when he was in the hospital. And I guess there were cures then, because he didn't take anybody's life, but it was the times when TB was still around. It still is around in some countries in the world. The other curious thing that still haunts me a little bit, because I didn't really know how to react to it, there was a lady who came to church regularly, and she had these growths on her face. It was, if you can imagine something like a tiny radish with a stem on it, she had these things sticking out of her face. I've never seen anything like it. I've looked it up on the internet. I thought it was a goiter, but that doesn't, the images of goiters don't match what she had. They were all over her face and neck, and they just stuck out. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life, and we gave her a ride home several times, and I remember, unfortunately, I was very young, and I remember staring at her and her looking back at me, and it was just an unfortunate thing that I didn't know how to react to that. But that was the way my mom was. She'd help people out, she'd pick people up, give them rides, and all that kind of stuff. Now, I can't think of anything else about anybody with physical problems except those three. Now on to me and my stupidity. Of course, I had my tonsils out. My sister and I had our tonsils out together. And unfortunately, I went in first, and my sister waited. I guess outside in a, maybe we were in the same room or something, and I came in and terrified my sister like crazy because I had blood all over my face, and I guess she just said, "Oh, what the heck's going on here?" So I remember that. I think that's the first time I ever tasted apple juice too, and sometimes if I haven't had apple juice for a while, I can take a sip and still remember the first time I ever had it. It's a strange thing. Now, we used to, as I said, hang out in the woods all the time. We would build forts, we would climb trees. I was an expert tree climber at that time. And I still would love to climb a tree, but there's none around to climb. And we had the pet tree, of course, that I've told you about before, and that was the easiest tree to climb, and it that's why we called it the pet tree, the pet tree, because it was so easy. Anyway, so what we used to do, my brother and I and the guy up the road, we'd go into the cedar section of the forest. There was pine, cedar, and then there was poplar, all in one section, all in three different sections, but all in the same area, as if they were planted that way. The white pine forest actually is still there, and it's supposed to be a fairly good, fairly unusual stand of white pine trees. I see a couple in Toronto here now, but we had a whole forest full of them. So we climbed to the top of a young cedar tree, and we'd grab the top of it, and they had to be young because we would swing down to the ground. We'd hold onto the tree and swing down to the ground and then let the tree go as if we were like Tarzan or something. So one day, and I remember I was six, and it was a week after we had started school, and I really enjoyed going to school, and I loved the whole idea of it. And we were out in the woods on a Sunday, and I grabbed the top of a tree, and perhaps it was a little bit too big or a little bit too thick in the trunk. And I swung down, and for either the tree didn't support me or I lost my grip. Anyway, I fell to the ground, and I don't know how far I fell, but I just fell straight down, and I heard a crack. And I lay there moaning and groaning and all that kind of stuff. My dad, my brother went to get my dad, and he carried me in his arms up to the house. And of course, my pragmatic mother decided that it wasn't broken. It was just, I just hurt myself, and I was making a fuss over nothing. And tomorrow was school day, so I had to take a bath. And I still remember sitting in the bath crying because my leg hurt so much. Every time I moved it, it hurt. I remember that I lay down in their bed, in the big bed, and I guess she slept beside me, but I had my leg propped up on top of a pillow to keep it bent in the way it was when I had fallen. I guess I fell, you know, it went on my side and my leg was bent. So I spent a very painful night crying at every time I moved. And the next day, of course, I didn't go to school, but she decided to take me into the hospital. And sure enough, they x-rayed it, and it was broken right around about 6 inches above my ankle. And I guess it was a clean break. But I'm lying there on the, they're going to put a cast on me. And I think a walking cast would have been too expensive. I can't remember how we paid for doctor's care there. Maybe it was cash. I think it was long before Ontario health insurance plan came about. So I don't know how we paid for stuff. Maybe it was cash. And she couldn't afford a walking cast. So I got a regular cast all the way up to my thigh. And my toes stuck out, but the rest of it was all plaster cast. And I'm lying there, and the doctor has to straighten my leg, of course, to to put the cast on. And he just, you know, does it matter-of-factly, puts the thing down. And I think I fainted from the pain. I'm not 100% sure, but I remember it hurt like hell. So that was it. So I spent 6 weeks in that cast, and I didn't go to school for 6 weeks. And that's where my sort of yearning to be out in the woods came from, because I couldn't be out in the woods, and I loved being out in the woods, and I had to sit in this chair outside, and it was beautiful fall weather, and all I could do was read a book, I was an expert hopper. I could hop around like crazy, and missing all the school. And anyway, so I got the cast off after 6 weeks. And of course, I couldn't stand up. They had crutches for me to try and stand up, because my leg was completely, the muscles had gone. So I remember I tried the crutches once, and I guess I fainted because I ended up on the floor, but I don't remember falling. And here I am falling on a leg that I've just broken, but it worked out all right. Went back to school, and I remember I walked into school, and one of the kids took me around the corner of the door. I said, "We learned the word house." I looked at the word, and I said, "House, wow." And I remember thinking to myself, that's such a big word. I didn't think we learned that till maybe grade 4 or 5. Anyway, so that was that. And then in grade 3, I woke up one morning and had this terrible, terrible pain in my stomach. And my mother decided that she wasn't going to fool around this time. She was going to take me straight to the hospital. So I remember lying in the back seat, looking at the window, feeling terrible, and watching the electricity poles or telephone poles go by out the window. And I remember it took me to emergency. The doctor came in, and I don't know which doctor it was. It may have been the doctor from the village. All he did was lift up my shirt and press on one side of my stomach. And I immediately leaned over and threw up on the pillow beside me. So he knew right away what it was, and I went into emergency surgery right then. And that was it. I had my appendix out, and I woke up in a bed. I had no idea where I was or what had happened. I'm calling from my mother, and I had this extra pain in my side, and I got up out of bed. They had it was like a child's crib, and they had the sides up, but that didn't stop me because I'm a good climber, and I climbed over the railings and went down the hallway looking for my mom. I don't know if I was hooked up to an IV. I don't think I was anyway. It hurt like crazy. I was leaning over, and then I said, "Oh, I'm in the hospital. I better get back to bed." So I went back to bed, and that was that. So that's my experiences in hospitals. I do remember lying while I was waiting for the doctor that time. And the strange thing is you hear all the things in the other parts of the room, the people talking as if nothing's happening, and I'm there with this really painful stomach, and you hear all these people going on as if nothing's happening, and you think, wait a minute, don't they know that this is happening? I'm important, you know. As it turns out, I wasn't that important. Oh, I forgot. I got into a fight once in high school. And I'd already had a broken collarbone somehow when I was born, maybe during the actual birth process or something, but I had a broken collarbone already. And I had just broken up with a girl, and I was in a feisty mood, and some big kid, he was bigger than me, but he was in a younger, a junior grade, kicked my foot as he walked by. So I kicked his foot, and we were at it. And I grabbed him in a headlock and fell down, and I guess that's when it broke. And the principal came around and made us shake hands, and because of who I was and my reputation in the school, nothing bad happened. It was just a fight between two guys, and they, you know, that was that. So I'd ruffled up my hair in the fight, and I decided that I should take care of that. So I went in the washroom and got my comb out of my back pocket. Of course, I carried my comb in my back pocket, and raised my arm to comb my hair, and oh, geez, it ever hurt. Apparently, some damage had been done, so I headed down to walk down to the doctor's office, who was a father of a student in my class, and I told him I'd been in a fight, and this had happened, and he said, there were no knives involved, were there? Because he thought I'd been stabbed. And I said, no. He said, well, then he felt around a bit, and I told him what would happen. He said, I think you've broken your collarbone. So I phoned my dad. I don't know how I phoned my dad. That was long before cell phones, and maybe from a payphone or something. And I met this tough guy coming down the street who was in my brother's class, and he was a real tough guy, a real fighter. And he talked to me and said, so what happened? I said, I got in a fight, and I'm waiting for my dad to pick me up. So he thought this was the greatest thing going, that I'd actually gotten a fight. And because he'd fight people every single day. Unfortunately, the next day was my driver's test, my first driver's test. I had two, but failed the first one. Anyway, So we went up to the town where our family doctor was, and he put a brace. It's hard to describe. It's something like you'd see around a horse's neck. It went behind my neck and then down under my arms and met on my back again. And that was the thing to hold the bone steady while it healed. And then I'd have to wear that under my shirt. And I was kind of a hero for a day or two then when I was wearing that around the school and after I'd gotten into this stupid fight. And that's the last time I've ever done anything in hospital or in a situation like that with a doctor. Obviously, I've been to a doctor many times, but that was the last time I'd injured myself. So that's it. That's my story for today. I hope you found it slightly interesting, maybe even slightly amusing. And thanks for listening. Make a comment. Don't be shy. Let us know what you think. And over and out. Maple Leaf Man signing off. Cheers.